What up, fam? Hope everyone's having an amazing day. It is Monday. Super pumped. Just ready to start the week. Got a lot of good things coming ahead. Actually just came off of a three-day weekend where I played golf every single day. 54 holes of golf. And I didn't make any eights, which is big. No double pars. Or I had one double par on a par three. I had a triple. But man, that felt good. And got to spend time with family and friends, which is always important. But yeah, as we get into today's show, I just had a couple of thoughts in my head. I really want to talk about what's currently going on in the world. I really wanted to just discuss some real life stuff. Obviously, with the news and everything, we're so suffocated with a lot of information. I think the best way to watch the news is to turn off the TV. Just my opinion. You can get really manipulated and it can really fuck with your head either way. And it's not necessarily the healthiest thing. You know, I think what's important is obviously taking care of yourself. With regards to COVID, and just wanted to mention this, with regards to the C word, it's tough to talk about because it's so sensitive, which I get. But I did want to drop some stats on you, which is 78% of the cases in the ICU for COVID have been for obesity, for obese people. Okay, let's just say it how it is. Obese people, fat folks, 78% of the ICU cases, 78% or majority of the deaths are related to obesity. So before we jump into who should get what and left versus right and mask versus no mask and V versus no V and jab versus no jab and all that stuff, how about fat versus no fat? Can we start there on this podcast? Let's talk about that a little bit. Being overweight is your biggest risk factor when it comes to any sickness, not just one that we're dealing with right now in the world. Or what's common. Any sickness. So whatever sickness that's getting you, okay? Being overweight is going to make it more difficult. So before you get into all this, who should do what, who should do this, who should do that, you know, I get people are very passionate about stuff. Know that first off, that might be distracting you from the real issue, which is that you're fat. And you're at risk, and you're putting yourself and others at risk too by being unhealthy. Okay? Yes. Fat is unhealthy, no matter what anyone tells you or has you believe or justifies. It's not good, okay? And I'm not a skinny guy, but I'm also not overweight and obese. And I also got COVID in the very, very beginning. I got the C, man. 2019, December. Like, I might have been first case. Same exact symptoms and everything. And it really, really, really hit me hard. But my immune system's super fucking strong. I battled it. They say, I don't know, there's mixed things. You know, I'm not a doctor or anything. Don't believe anything I say. But just from a logical standpoint, they actually say that folks with stronger immune systems get hit harder. Because their body reacts harder in defense and it sucks a lot of your energy and it really has you battle. And also creates more fighting cells naturally to defeat the virus and takes a lot of energy out of you and really makes you feel sick. But when you recover, you feel a lot better and you have more of a natural immunity, and antibodies ready to go into defense. That's what I heard. I don't know. And then I heard that people who don't really act well to it have a weak immune system. I don't know. I don't fucking know. That doesn't make sense to me either. I feel like either way it sucks. But the biggest way to prevent having it almost kill you is to not be overweight. Yeah. And I was playing golf this weekend with an 82-year-old man and his wife. He was 82. I'm just going to go by show of hands. Or by thoughts. Do you think this man was overweight or not? I'll wait. Just a second. Think about this. I was playing golf with an 82-year-old man and his wife this weekend, Friday. Do you think he was an overweight man, an obese man? Or do you think he was normal weight and more slim? Tick, tock, tick, tock. Correct. He was regular, slim, in shape. The youngest looking 82-year-old man I've ever played golf with. He was a very nice guy. His wife was the sweetest thing. They were so nice and really friendly. I played with my buddy at the end. They were like, "We had so much fun with you boys. You guys are great," you know. And they were the sweetest people. But what I could tell you is that they were in shape. They took care of themselves. You could tell they're not eating like crazy. So what this should tell you here is, like, you're never going to see a 82-year-old guy who's obese playing golf. It's going to limit you from those pleasures in life. You're not going to see many 82-year-old obese people anyway. Most of them are dead. It takes away so much from your life. And I know this is a real hard, tough pill to swallow for a lot of folks. But if this doesn't motivate you, I don't know it will. It's like you have to take control of your weight. Eliminate the distractions. Block out the news and the noise. Focus on yourself and be a little selfish and focus on your weight management. Stop drinking sugar and drinking your sugar and drinking your calories and sodas and sweeteners and light teas and diet sodas, and start drinking water. Start going for a walk around your neighborhood or going to the gym on lunch break for a half an hour or doing these things. Start taking care of yourself and building your immunity. Start taking a multivitamin, a good multivitamin. Start taking zinc and magnesium before you go to bed. These little vitamin and mineral nutrient hacks are going to help you become more healthy and decrease your likelihood of becoming obese and help you lower your weight. It's an addictive thing when you're overweight because you want to eat so much. But if this doesn't, this has got to motivate you guys. You have this virus out there that if it gets you and you're obese, it could really fuck you up. All right. I think it's fair to say that everyone in the world has someone they know or someone who they know have died from getting a virus in the last 2 years. It's fair to say we've all experienced it. So to think that you're the only one is selfish. Go fuck yourself. All right. If you don't like that, leave the podcast. You don't need to listen. We've all been experiencing it. We've all been experiencing different things. If you think that someone else has it worse than you, go fuck yourself. There's always someone else who has it worse than you, all right? There's always someone else worse. You're not in a cave. You're not ranked 5 billion, right? As Gary Vee would say, if we had to rank the world from happiness to 1 to 5 billion, who's at the bottom? Who's at the bottom of the stack rank at 5 billion? Maybe they're in a cave getting, like, surrounded by bears and they're in the middle of the desert or whatever it is, starving for water. Yeah, they're at the bottom of the stack. But you're definitely not at the bottom of the stack. Stop thinking that you have it worse than everyone else. Stop being a victim. Start taking control of your life. All right. Got a little side tangent there, but I just want to let you guys know that those are the hard pills to swallow. So you need to throw in some of that because this is a very serious subject that we're talking about. Control the controllables. Control what you can control in your life. Your mental health. What you eat. What you drink, how active you are, how hard you work at taking care of yourself, or how hard you work at providing, how much of investment you make into your body, into your mind, into yourself, into your thoughts, into your discipline. That's what's going to help you be able to live long. And I think that's a common goal, right? I think everyone wants to live a long life. I think that's safe to say. So let's focus on that. We know that obesity is not good. We know that it's taking 20, 30, 40 years off of someone's life. we know that you can still enjoy life, eat the foods that you want, and live a long life. We know that's true. It's just a matter of shortening your feeding window so you're not eating all fucking day. Let's get this squared away. Shorten the feeding window, meaning you're not eating right before you bed and you're not eating right when you wake up. It's easy for me because I can stretch my feeding window. Obviously, I'm not eating when I'm sleeping. A little bit before bed, I could try to not eat. You know, last night I ate at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then I was done. I went to bed at 10, woke up at 8, didn't eat anything until 11. So if I was done at 8 the night before, that's 15 hours of not eating. I didn't eat until 11, but I drank a ton of water and I had a coffee in that meantime. So there you go. Like, I think there's a big, you know, more than half your day should be not consuming stuff, in my opinion. Start with 12 hours. You know, I did 15 hours yesterday. I don't feel it. I had my coffee, and in my coffee, I put a little bit of milk. So I guess that's breaking fast, but I'm not slamming pancakes and waffles and needing something or a Pop-Tart to grab before I get my day started for my blood sugar, whatever the fuck it is. No, that's bullshit. Drink a glass of water, splash a little apple cider vinegar in there, you know? Brush your teeth, do some stretches, have another glass of water. Like, take care of yourself, you know? See, that's really good for you. Brushing your teeth and scrubbing your tongue and stuff. That's really good for you. That has some really good benefits along with drinking water and doing some stretches and, you know, getting some breathing and stuff and not worrying about food right away. So if we can control one thing, it's when we put things into our mouth. Don't be nasty, as my guy Manola would say. Don't be nasty. But seriously, you know, when you put things in your mouth, you got to have discipline, man. So be careful where your mouth is. Is it around that nasty-ass food? Is it around that toxic-ass person? Make sure that you're controlling your environment, guys, because we're influenced by every environment that there is. You know, you got to be aware of that. Listen, I love people and really have a heart for everyone. It's not that I'm afraid or fat phobic or something like that. I love everyone. I want what's best for everyone. And just looking at the numbers and the stats, you can still be happy and not be obese. You can still be happy, not be obese, and eat the foods that you desire. You're just going to need to eat a little bit less and train your body to have a better relationship with food. And that's where it all begins. So remember, guys, 78% of people who are dying are obese. So make sure you're managing your weight, you're keeping that extra weight off, you're going for a walk, you're practicing not eating, fasting, drinking more water and fluids to help your body regulate and get good digestive system processes. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode for the Crew Podcast. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.